phased retirement, diversity initiatives, employee morale, those are among the top priorities for the Office of Personnel Management. In an exclusive Q&A with Federal News Radio, OPM answers your questions about those topics that matter the most. Federal News Radio's web manager Julia Ziegler has more.
We recently did an online chat with OPM Director Catherine Archuleta, but we weren't able to get all of the questions answered from our readers and listeners. You know, during the chat, what's great about these chats on federalnewsradio.com is that readers can submit their questions, and then the guest, whomever that may be, in this case, Catherine Archuleta, will answer those questions right on the fly.
And they come pouring in, don't they?
And they do. And that's exactly what happened, as you can imagine, during our chat with OPM Director Catherine Archuleta. We got so many questions and just didn't have enough time to answer them all. So, you know, we didn't want to leave people hanging, and we always try and, you know, have good customer service here at Federal News Radio. So we worked with OPM to get the answers to all of those remaining questions that readers and listeners submitted. And so, you know, these questions ranged from everything from recruitment to training, hiring, workforce morale, you know, every workforce issue you can think of, people had questions on, and now we finally got the answers.
All right. So the first answer concerned morale, and the question was, are agencies held accountable for performing poorly in the annual employee viewpoint survey? What did she say?
Yeah, well, this was, I thought this was a great question from whomever submitted it. We always talk about the results of the employee viewpoint survey, but never about what happens if an agency does perform poorly. You know, is it a slap on the wrist? Who cares? Is it just information out in the ether? You know, what happens? And so what they said is that OPM is using a new tool. It's called unlocktalent.gov to really help agencies start to sift through this data that they get in the employee viewpoint survey. And this is something that they haven't had in the past. And with the tool, agencies are really able to get more granular. I mean, in some cases, down to which supervisors are doing a good job and which supervisors are receiving low marks from their teams. I think that's pretty impressive data.
Yeah, so that means bad supervisors can't hide in the mass of data any longer.
Hmm? That's exactly right. And that's what we're going to see this time around, or at least that's what agencies are going to see this time around as they really start to sift through that data and use the tool to sift through that data. We should note that agencies have received their scores, so agencies know how they did on the survey, but those results have not yet been released to the public. We do expect OPM to start releasing that data in the next few weeks, so folks should stay tuned to federalnewsradio.com to make sure they get it first.
All right. Interesting question, interesting answer. Do you think that Catherine Archuleta personally typed out the answers?
I doubt that, Tom. But, you know, it is straight from OPM, from the folks at OPM.
And she certainly sets the tone. That's
absolutely
for sure.
That's exactly right. One other thing that we should note about what OPM said about employee morale is that OPM, or the CHCO Council and the National Council on Federal Labor Management Relations, have formed a working group to really look at employee engagement. You know, it's working towards a process to identify best management practices currently in use in the government and in other sectors, barriers and enablers of engagement, and then measures and incentives to drive increased engagement. So just one more way that they're really trying to figure out this problem with employee morale, because as you and I know, employee morale has definitely been a problem over the last few years.
And here's a question that I had often asked myself, and that's, what's being done to make usajobs.gov more user-friendly? Because it is not an easy site.
That's right. And we do get complaints and hear people having issues with usajobs.gov. Sometimes it just doesn't work for them, and then people get frustrated. What OPM told us, and I thought this was pretty interesting, they said that new updates are made about every 9 to 12 weeks, that they're pushing out updates to usajobs.gov. And I thought that was pretty pretty impressive. OPM also has a formal usability program that really allows them to gain insight into end users' experiences with the website. So however they've got it set up, they can see where people are having problems with the website. And OPM is also urging folks to, you know, anytime they have a problem with the website, to reach out to OPM or reach out to USA Jobs through the Contact Us page so that they can get those problems fixed right away.
Julia Ziegler is Federal News Radio's web manager, and a lot of questions came in about the senior executive service, the object of legislation, speculation, regulation, you name it. And she had some things to say there, too.
She did, yeah. And this kind of, there was a few questions we got involving SES and how SES members become SES members. And what OPM had to say was that when it comes to SES recruitment and hiring, it's really working with agencies to streamline the time and the administrative burden of onboarding SES members. It realizes that sometimes that process takes way too long. Of course, this is something we've been hearing about for a long time. But it's, they're also, OPM is also working with agencies to strengthen leadership development curricula and to help agencies implement the government-wide model SES performance appraisal system, which was really developed in partnership with agencies to help with all of these SES onboarding issues.
All right. And then I guess the innovation is the word that's being slapped all over government, kind of like mayonnaise. And so OPM has an innovation lab, and
yeah,
she had some updates for that, too.
She did. And, you know, this is a really interesting one to me. We did a story on the innovation lab a few years ago when it first was developed. And it's set up in OPM's basement, and it's a big room. And the idea is that it's not like a conference room, right? It's not like you walk in and there's two big long tables and there's a head of the table and all that. It's really set up with this idea of collaboration in mind. And what they told us is that OPM is going to play a key role in the GovConnect program. And for folks that don't know what the GovConnect program is, it's this idea that folks across government may be able to help solve problems. So let's say, for example, EPA has a certain issue they're trying to work out, but maybe someone from DOD is really experienced in this area and could help them. So the idea is that employees from either within agencies or from other agencies would be able to work on a problem together to solve it. And what OPM told us is that the Innovation Lab is actually going to be used as the area to help these GovConnect programs and projects flourish and try and find solutions to them.
Are they using Yammer or any of those social collaboration types of tools so people can find one another that do have expertise where the problem might be?
Yeah, that's a great question, Tom. I'm not sure how the actual program works in terms of what is behind the scenes, right? Like, is there some big database that has all these people in it that says what your expertise is, or almost like a LinkedIn for government, right?
They do have that at NASA. Remember, early on during the Obama administration, they established a social media way of people being able to identify one another and have subject matter expertise.
That's right. Was that part of the, I think it was called Spacebook, almost like their Facebook program, I think.
I think that's what it was called, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not sure exactly how the GovConnect program is set up, but the idea is exactly that, like you were saying, Tom, that people would be able to work together, easily find each other, and then work together on projects to help the government solve problems.